This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
All right, 501, Beningo on a Saturday. This is weird, huh? Wow. Unbelievable. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. We hit a 9 o'clock. Chris McMonagle will come your way. Alex's arm on the other side of the glass. First of all, I just want to thank Richard Neer for all the great years that he gave the radio station, and of course, going back to his days on WNEW when I used to listen to him back then. So, pretty big shoes to be filling in for here, but we'll see what we can do. So, game six tonight in Indiana for the Knicks. You know, when you are trying to slay the dragon, all right? I always say this. And the Knicks are trying to slay a 52-year dragon here without winning a world, you know, an NBA championship. You got to do things that you basically have never done before. Now, there's two things here with this Knicks team as they trail 3-2 after the win at home on whatever. What's today? Saturday? The win on Thursday night. Let me, as I have my Maxwell House coffee, you got to bear with me here. Good to the last drop, as they say. But when you're trying to slay a dragon, you got to do things you never did before. Number one, the Knicks have never won a series when they've been down 3-1. I think they're 0-15 in those scenarios. And the Knicks have never won a series when they lost game one at home. It's either 0-6 or 0-7. I'm not sure 100%. In my lifetime, it's 0-6 since I started following the Knicks. It might be 0-7. I'm not 100% sure. But the bottom line is they've never won a series when they've been down 3-1 and never won a series when they lost game one at home. So they're trying to do some things here that they've never done before to slay this dragon. And look, it's not going to be easy tonight. Let's be honest about game five. Indiana didn't show up, okay? Tyrese Halliburton, did this guy even play in this game? I mean, really? I mean, I don't know what they're saying in Indiana. I don't know what the Indianapolis papers are saying. I'm sure they're pretty, you know, the last couple days, I'm sure they've been pretty benevolent about it. Tyrese Halliburton had no interest in playing basketball on Thursday night. I didn't even know he was playing. What did he wind up with, 8 points? I mean, he was as invisible as a big-time player can be in a big-time playoff game, where Indiana could have, you know, taken the Knicks out. And I don't. And look, you could talk about Mikal Bridges played great defense on him. I mean, come on, really? I mean, give me a break. Haliburton had no interest in playing basketball, and I really think Indiana came into the game saying, "Look, we know we're going back to Indy. You know, this is almost, it's hard to say this, but a throwaway game in the playoffs." And that's what it looked like. They couldn't make a shot. Early on, you knew the Knicks were winning the game. Okay, you know, rarely that I feel that way. But you could see early on, Indiana was missing shots that they were normally making. They were missing threes all over the place. You know, Naismith looked off. You know, he's banged up his, I guess, I don't know if his knee, whatever. He's a little banged up. I think he wound up with only 2 points in the game. You got a complete no-show from Haliburton. Pascal Siakam was the only guy, the only starter for Indiana to score in double figures. The one guy who had a good game was, what's his name? Mathurin? How do you say his name? What's his name? Benedict Mathurin? He had a solid game. He had like 23 points. Outside of that, Indiana did nothing in this game. And by the middle of the second quarter, I mean, I was confident the Knicks were winning. But could you imagine, have you ever seen, I'm sticking up for Jalen Brunson here, okay? I don't, not that we really need to. We had a terrific game, 32 points. We all know how how outstanding he's been. Have you ever seen a game, a big game, where Jalen Brunson completely disappeared? You know, Jalen Brunson's bad game is when he goes for like, you know, 23 points, right? And turns the ball over 6 or 7 times. And at least you know he's on the court playing. I couldn't believe Haliburton the other night. He goes from this tremendous triple-double that he had in game four, to a complete no-show in game five. And you know that's not happening tonight. You know, to me tonight, if the Knicks are going to pull this off and win tonight and get back to the Garden for a game seven, and look, even if they get back to the Garden for a game seven, there's no guarantee they're going to win the series. I mean, you know, look, they lost game seven at home last year to Indiana. So, I mean, that's certainly, they lost 2 home games already to them. Yeah, it's certainly possible that they could win tonight and lose game seven. That's not out of the realm. But if they're going to win tonight, they're going to have to match the intensity of Indiana, because Indiana's going to come out flying tonight. You know, they're not going to come out, you know, like they came out in game five. They're going to come out tonight looking to close this series out. And the Knicks have to match that intensity. You need a big game tonight against from Brunson. You need a big game tonight from Karl Anthony Towns, who has to stay out of foul trouble. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, he gets some of the worst, dumbest fouls you'll ever see. He needs to stay out of foul trouble tonight. Cannot you get these ticky-tack dumb fouls that always seem to plague him. You know, you need big defense tonight. They got to play D like they played the other day. Everybody's got to step up tonight. Bridges, Anunoby, we go right on down the line. Josh Hart, I'm sure he'll be coming off the bench again. And the Knicks have got to stop turning the ball over. Even the other night, they had 15 turnovers. You know, it was kind of masked by the fact that Indiana had 20 turnovers. And Indiana shot, what, 40% for the game? Whatever it was. So the Knicks have to come out tonight and match that Indiana intensity. You know Haliburton's going to, you know, be smoking to come back and, you know, after that no-show the other night. And you're not going to get that again from him. So we'll see. It's not going to be easy. Crazy crowd tonight in Indiana. There's no doubt about it. Now, there is precedence for this if you're a Knicks fan. Now, if you're a Knicks fan that goes back, you know, certainly as far as I do, you go back to those back-to-back years in 94 and 95, when the Knicks, you know, in Indiana played, you know, well, seemingly every year in the playoffs, and it seems like that's happening again. Remember 94, after the Game 5 with the choke and Reggie Miller and Spike Lee and all of that? Remember the Knicks won Game 6 in Indiana and then won Game 7 at home on their way to the NBA Finals in 94. And then the following year, remember they were down 3-1 to Indiana, won Game 5 at the Garden, won Game 6 in Indiana again, only to lose Game 7 at home, the finger roll with Patrick Ewing, Pat Riley leaves, and all of that. So they have done that before. Now, the last time they played a Game 6 when they were down, remember last year they were up 3-2 going into Indiana for Game 6. You go back to 2013 when they were down 3-1 to Indiana again that year with 54 wins, Carmelo Anthony, and all of that. They won Game 5 at the Garden, and then lost game six in Indiana to Roy Hibbert game when Roy Hibbert blocked Carmelo at the rim. We all remember that wonderful moment. So they're going to have to come out. It's doable. They already won game three in Indiana. They're 6-2 on the road so far in the playoffs. So the Knicks certainly can win this game tonight, but they're going to have to match what's going to be the intensity of Indiana and absolutely craziness that there's going to be tonight in Indianapolis as the Pacers try to get to the NBA Finals for the second time in their history, first time since 2000. And, of course, they beat the Knicks then, too, in the conference finals. So we'll see what happens tonight. We'll see again about, you know, what we're going to get off the bench. I'm sure Robinson's going to start with Hart coming off the bench again. And I got to ask this question. One thing that, as we look back at this series, if the Knicks don't win it, why did it take Tom Thibodeau three games, you know, and desperation when they were down 2-0, losing both games at home, to shake it up and play DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet, who actually have contributed pretty good coming off the bench? How about the other night in the Garden, they were chanting Shamet's name, right? He had some good moments. He had a couple baskets. He hit a three. He played some solid defense in the game the other night. So, you know, we'll see if the Knicks can get something again from those guys to try to offset the 10 guys that Indiana throws at you, because they got a lot of guys. Every guy can shoot threes. You know, basically every guy they throw out there can beat you. So we'll see tonight. Hopefully we get back for a game seven on Monday night. I got to tell you this. I'm not confident. As a Knicks fan for 100 years like I am, I'm not really confident tonight. You know, win tonight, and then I'll get excited. Win tonight, get us to that seventh game at the Garden on Monday, and then, you know, my whole attitude, you know, will change. I'll be excited. Let's go. Let's get it done. You know, little concerned about tonight. And I got to tell you, I would not be shocked. Hopefully, I want to be 100% wrong about this. I would not be shocked if the Knicks got blown out in this game tonight. I really wouldn't. So they got to come out. They got to match that intensity. Like I said, Halliburton's not going to mail it in tonight again like he did in game five. And they got to come out and get it done. Need a big night from Brunson. Need a big night from Towns. Got to stay out of foul trouble. Got to play defense. And they cannot continue to turn the ball over. Too many times we have seen them throw the ball into crowds. And by the way, and I love Josh Hart. Love him. He's the heart and soul of the Knicks, the whole deal. How many times have we seen in this series where he's going to the basket, and then instead of staying going to the basket, he throws the ball into a crowd and turns it over? I mean, what are you doing? We've seen that a few times with him. So we need, you know, again, we need a clean game tonight, and we'll see what happens as the Knicks try to stave off elimination and force that game seven. Like I said, if you are going to slay a dragon, a 52-year dragon without a world championship, okay, if you're going to do that, you got to do some epic things, and the Knicks need to do that tonight. End that, 0-15 when they're down 3-1 and never 3-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And never having won a series when they lost game one at home. So we'll see if they can change that trend tonight. All right. Beningo on a Saturday, 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Now, I didn't see it last night because I was obviously, you know, I got to get up early now, even though I'm home. You know, I'm sitting in my recliner here at home. But nevertheless, didn't see the Yankees. I guess they blew a 5-2 lead last night to the Dodgers. Otani hit two homers again. Alex, two more homers from Otani last night. Is that right? Oh, God. I hate the Dodgers, you know? I really do. I mean, I'm no Yankee fan, but I can't stand the Dodgers. Yeah, Fried blew up a little bit, right? They were up 5-2. They blew the game. Unbelievable. What are you going to do? Anyway, so, you know, I would like to see. And Judge hit another home run, right? What's he got, 19 now, Judge? And how many has Otani got, like 21? How many has he got? 22. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, well, we'll see. What they play tonight? Was it another night game tonight? Yankees, 7 o'clock? What is it? What is it, a Fox game tonight for the Yankees? Is that what it is? I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I think it is. You got to believe it is, right? Fox? 7:15 Fox, right? And then, as I'm looking at this, and then tomorrow is the ESPN, of course, night game. So that's good. At least you got early games tonight instead of 10 o'clock, you know, for the Yankees. So we'll see if they can bounce back and beat the Dodgers tonight. As far as the Mets are concerned, nice win. You got to sweep Colorado, don't you? I mean, 9 wins? How is it possible? How can you be a major league team, right? Think about this. How can you be a major league team and be 9-47 or whatever freaking Colorado is? I mean, you got to be kidding me. And the Mets win last night. They don't hit much. You did get a couple homers from Lindor. He had to let off the game with a homer, hit another one later. Marte hit a homer. How about this? Wait. Stop the presses. Juan Soto, 2 hits last night, including an RBI double. What? Stop. I had to hold my head. Is that really Soto? Wait a minute. You mean he didn't take 5 pitches and walk? Well, look at 3 pitches right down the middle and not swing? Oh, wait a minute. He didn't hit a little roller to the pitcher with the bases loaded? Come on. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. It's finally a decent night. Let's be honest about this with Soto. He's been terrible. I mean, you say whatever you want. He's been terrible. The Mets have been winning, so that's kind of masked that Soto has really done very little. The Mets are 13 games over 500, right? So that's masked that. But, you know, he really hasn't done much at all. And he's been fortunate that the Mets are winning. And, of course, the excuses for Soto don't you love the excuses, right? Well, he's really hitting bad luck, right? He's hitting the ball hard, but he's hitting it on the ground. His exit velo is great, but he's hitting it on the ground, right? Aren't you tired of hearing that crap about Soto? He's been terrible. There's no other way to say it. He's stunk. Now, do I think that's going to continue for the entire year? I mean, you know what? We've seen other guys that have turned out to be tremendous Mets, right? That have had bad years their first year as a Met. I mean, we saw it with Piazza for a couple months when they first got him. We saw it with Lindor in his first year. Remember that whole thing with Baez and the thumbs down to the fans and all of that? We saw that with Beltran. His first year as a Met, what, he hit like 15 home runs that first year? He was not 100% healthy. So we've seen, you know, big-time Mets that did not exactly, you know, get it done in their first year as a Met. So that could be the deal with Soto. Now, hopefully, he had a nice night last night. Hopefully, he's going to stay, you know, get hot and start to hit like we would expect him to hit. But again, there is precedence for guys that he may have an off year all year. Now, it's possible. Now, look, he's here for 15 years, and he's got an untradeable contract. Let's keep that, all right? Nobody's taking that money. We know that. Not that we want to get rid of him, but you know what I'm talking about. So maybe Soto finally got off the snide last night and is going to get something going. And by the way, David Peterson, I mean, if you would have told me 3 years ago David Peterson was going to turn into the pitcher that he's turned out to be, I would have said you're out of your mind. 5 2/3 last night. He was sailing along, and all of a sudden he hit a guy, then he gave up a hit, and then he gave up another hit, gave up a run. They had to take him out of the game. And Barbizon, however you say his name, how do you say his name? Oscar Barbizon, how do you say? He's been great. The Met bullpen has been horrendous, period. And he's been as good as anybody. Diaz comes in, blows everybody away in the end to get another save. His 12th setting. He's 12 for 12 now in safe situations. So another good win for the Mets. Got to take care of the Rockies. Got to sweep them. They play them again 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hopefully the weather is going to hold out finally. And, you know, thank God. Today is the last day of May, May 31st. This month, I mean, it has basically rained every day this month. Right? Every day. I mean, God. We played golf yesterday. It actually was a decent day for a while. We played golf yesterday, my wife and I. First 12 holes, no rain. Then all of a sudden, here it comes. The last 6 holes, it wasn't terrible. It poured for about 2 minutes or so. It didn't really stop us from playing. But the last 6 holes, up and down, right? So hopefully the rain finally gets out of here. I saw, I think, Tuesday and Wednesday, like in the high 80s. I think by Wednesday, you're looking at almost 90 degrees. Hallelujah, all right? Thank God. I mean, just a terrible, terrible month as far as the weather is concerned. But the Mets at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Kodai Senga on the mound against the Rockies. 888-808-1019, Beningo on a Saturday. Break here. Back with your calls. We're here till McMonagle at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies. You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.